We're doing Rosh Hashanah, we're up to Chaf Amud Beis, and we said that Kol Sveika Lekamei Shedinan, that we don't have to proceed in our observance of Pesach and Sukkot. We don't have to worry that maybe the 2 months were both chaser. We only have to worry that maybe they made the 2 months male, or 1 month lemeimra, so the Gemara says. Our concern is that maybe Nisan, the Adar had 30 days, or maybe Elul had 30 days. Lemeimra, do you mean to say, or you mean to say, meaning what Rav Nachman is teaching us is, that when we celebrate Yom Tov, we only celebrate it on the 15th and 16th. But Al Beisa Al Avdinan, you don't have to celebrate Misafek on the 14th. Why aren't you concerned that maybe Av and Elul both will have 29 days, and then it turns out that you assumed Av had 30 days. You assumed Elul had either 29 or 30. Maybe they both, you assumed Elul had 29. Well, why don't you say that maybe they both had 29, and then it turns out that it's on the 14th that you're celebrating, that you should celebrate it. And says the Gemara, If they would make 2 months having 29 days, so that's something you'd hear about. Explains Rashi. We ordinarily have 1 month with 30 days, 1 month with 29 days, right? We discussed that the lunar cycle is 29 and a half days. So the average is going to be 1 month 29, 1 month 30. So Teves usually comes out 29. So what are you saying? Maybe the month of Shvat also had 29 days. Well, you would have heard that. Everyone would have heard it. V'chen b'tishrei, in Tishrei, the same thing. Im chisru Tammuz ve'av. If Tammuz had 29 days and then Av again had 29 days, so Tammuz always has 29 days. The question is, what's going to be with Av? Well, if the month of Av also had 29 days, then word would have gotten out by now. So I'm not worried. Elul always has 29 days. Adar always has 29 days. The question is, maybe this month it had 30. That's why I have a second day Yom Tov, just in case it had 30. What are you worried about? Maybe the last 2 months, Shvat and Teves had 29 apiece. You would have heard of it by now. What are you worried about? Maybe Tammuz and Av had 29 apiece this year. You would have heard about that. That's unusual. That's an anomaly. Word would have gotten out by now. Levi. I assume it means the calendar. Levi ikla lebavel bechadzari betishrei. Levi came to Babylon, and on that year, a very interesting thing happened. The month of Elul had 30 days. Big exception, we said. It almost never happened in Jewish history. That year, the month of Elul had 30 days. So in Babylon, they hadn't heard of it yet. Levi came to Babylon, and they thought it was the 11th of Tishrei. Levi knows that really it's Yom Kippur today. But everyone else thinks Yom Kippur was yesterday. Amal, Levi said, Basim Tavshila de Bavlai, boy, your dishes here in Babylon smell so good. Be Yom Araba de Marava, where in Israel everyone's fasting Yom Kippur. You guys are all eating away. When in Israel, everyone's fasting. Amri le ashidu. They said to him, if you want to testify before us that that's what the court said, so then we'll all stop eating. We'll accept that it's Yom Kippur. The rabbi said to him, are you willing to testify? Amalu lo shamati mipi betin mekudash. He said, I wasn't there at the court. I can't testify. In order to testify, the witnesses have to hear the court saying we've made the Rosh Chodesh the day later, and I didn't hear that. Explains Rashi, Lo shamati mipi betin mekudash, lo aid lachem. I will not testify them. We're going to see on the other side of the page, the Gemara is going to tell us, Al kulam shluchim yotzim ba'erev, the witnesses all, with regard to every month, they go out at nightfall, kigon, im lo kitshu biyom lamed, yotzim ha-shluchim la'erev lomar meubaru. If they see that the whole day passed, and the courts did not sanctify the new month, so they know they're going to make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh, so this month is going to be a month of 30 days. So the witnesses can already go, once the day is out, they can already start traveling. Aval al Nisan v'tishrei. Aval pi shiyodin sheikatshu lemachar biyom lamed aleph. But when it comes to Nisan and Tishrei, even though they know the courts are, well, they didn't do it today, so it's going to be tomorrow, they know that's what's going to happen. Shareyen Rosh Hashanah nidche l'shloshim v'shnayim. Rosh Hashanah is that you're not going to have a month of 32 days, right? The lunar calendar is either 29 or 30. Nonetheless, they wouldn't leave till they heard it with their own ears that Bezdin said, here we've sanctified this month. Mani lo shamati mipi betin. And Levi says, I didn't hear it. Shilaiti b'makom sheyeshvu sanhedrin sham. I wasn't at the exact location of the Bezdin, and so I can't testify.
So can he come to a place to say, in Eretz Israel they're keeping Yom Kippur, and they're secreting Yom Kippur, it's not so much of a concern, or in favor, maybe he's lying. I'm going to
You're saying, why did he bother saying anything?
Right. Why people there, they will believe in one single witness. Maybe it's a...
Well, it's not a...
I have a different question. How come they needed him to testify? Maybe he's telling them the truth, so he's not testifying.
Okay, but it's a big thing. Yesterday was Yom Kippur, and now they're eating. And now someone comes from... He says he comes from Eretz Israel and says they're Yom Kippur, and here you are eating. So
Tosus goes into a question which really addresses your question too. You guys want to learn Tosus?
I've got another question. How did he make it from Israel to
Babu
in one day?
Not in one day, in 9 days.
So then how could you say yes? Oh, because they already decreed the Yom Kippur before?
He heard when Rosh Hashanah would be, and he knows that 10 days later is going to be Yom Kippur. So he has 9 days to travel. Tosfot over here, the way Tosfot addresses a slightly different question, but from that he also addresses your question. Okay, back to our Gemara. Rav Yochanan was the chief rabbi of Israel. Now, the courts had a certain issue because on Nisan, so the courts know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is. They have 14 days until Pesach to get their messengers out. Rosh Chodesh plus another 14 days. But in the month of Tishrei, so the first day of Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah. So no traveling. Then you have the 10th day is Yom Kippur. No traveling. So the messengers won't get as far in the month of Tishrei as they do in the month of Nisan, right? So Machriz Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan used to announce, Kol Heicha Dematu Shluchei Nisan. Any territory that the messengers from the courts could get there in the month of Nisan on time, Vilomatu Shluchei Tishrei, but the messengers of Tishrei would not get there on time, Le'avdu Trei Yomei, let them celebrate 2 days of Yom Tiv. Even though they know, even though they got word in time for Pesach. Gazrina Nisan Atu Tishrei. If you get them used to keeping one day Yom Tiv and Pesach, they'll do the same thing in Tishrei, even though the messengers won't get there on time, and they'll end up messing up. So that's why let them keep 2 days Yom Tiv always. I guess a funny thing comes out, right?
So I heard that these messengers, just right after Rosh Chodesh, are traveling for like 14 days, just spreading the news, and they don't have to be with their families, and they don't have to.
They'd probably take youngsters like you, yeah. Yeah.
If they had enough time to get to us.
Or maybe they had someone from there to be messenger, you know, someone who lived 14 days away.
Yeah, maybe they sent them in. days early, and then they say you can't go back home and tell everybody.
Could be, yeah.
Maybe they had a relay system that they could get back in time and the messenger from the next town of God.
No, because the messenger has to have heard it himself, we just said. So.
There's another system of
the fires? We'll get there. It's a Mishnah, we'll get there.
System of what?
You'll see. We'll get there. They used to have a relay system that they'd light torches.
No, fires. Yeah.
Fires, yeah.
He said that they had enough time in Pesach to get out to wherever they got out. So why still would we still have 2 days Pesach?
They didn't make it everywhere, but there were places that they got to in time for Pesach, but not in time for Rosh Hashanah. This is a discussion in Halacha today, in Egypt. Do you have to keep 2 days Yom Tov? The messengers would get there in time for Pesach and Sukkot. So this is a discussion. Messengers could get there in time.
Why did they get out of Rosh Hashanah?
In time for Pesach and Sukkot.
Yeah, it's
2 days journey to Egypt. 3 days journey. You're going by horse. What's the big deal?
How did anyone know about Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah, they didn't know. Everyone had to keep 2 days. Machlokas, Rashi Tosis. Did everyone keep 2 days or did everyone keep 1 day and just assume they got it right? So Machlokas, okay. Yeah, we discussed that yesterday. Okay. There was a time they kept 2 days. And there was a time that Machlokas Rashi Tosis, whether they kept 2 days or 1 day.
Today, when we already know all this stuff, it's kind of permanent. Why does it not today look like that? Because one of the things that Rashi has
to do, we'll discuss it when we learn the Gemara in Beitza. That's not for here. Back to our Gemara. Rabbi Evu bar Nagriv, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Iklau lau Atra. Rabbi Evu bar Nagri and Rabbi Chia bar Abba came to this place, and these were both students of Rabbi Yochanan. So they came to this place, that the messengers of Nisan would make it there, but it was so far out that the messengers of Tishrei would not make it there. The Avdu Chad Yoma, and they saw that the people of this place kept 1 day Yom Tiv in Pesach. And they didn't give him over the head. They didn't say a word. They didn't say, you know, our rabbi says you guys have to keep 2 days. Shama Rabbi Yochanan Meikbid. Rabbi Yochanan heard. He says, hey, you're my students. How come you saw them going against my ruling and you didn't say anything? He got upset at them. Didn't I teach you that the locations like that where the messengers of Tishrei can't make it in time, even in Nisan, they have to keep 2 days. We do Gzera of Nisan, so they shouldn't come to mess up on Tishrei too. Rava v'ragil daviyatim tanita tre yome. Rava used to sit 2 days on Yom Kippur, just in case. Maybe. So he'd keep 2 days Yom Kippur. Zim nachada ishtakach kavate. One time, turned out he was right. That they did make it. So this is the case that happened in Rava's day, that they made Elul 30-day Elul. Rav Nachman Yatav Tanita Kul Yom De Kippur. Rav Natan was sitting fasting all day Yom Kippur. Luta came night time. Atu Gavra Amar Leil Machar Yom Rava Marava. He came to him and said, tomorrow they're fasting in Israel. So he's towards the end of his fast, the port of Nachman, and a guy walks in and says, chup, could have eaten all day. That's it, the fast's about to begin. Amale Mechat, he asked him, where are you from? Amale Midimharia. He said, I'm from a town called Dimharia. Amale Damte Achrito. He said, Dimharia, Damte Achrito. You're going to cause me to die. You make me fast the second day and the second night. So Dimharia is, Dam is coming here, my blood's being chased. I said about him, the Pasuk, our enemies chased us and they were swifter than eagles. Shalach le Ravuna Baravin le Rava. Ravuna Baravin sent word to Rava. By the way, guys, you see here how, what a normal perspective. People sometimes say, Baruch Hashem, I'm fasting. We once had a student here. I asked him towards the end of Yom Kippur, how are you feeling? And he said, holy so good to fast. I'm suffering so much. This is beautiful. Yeah. And I stood there for a minute. It was like, I was so struck. He said, I'm suffering and it's so beautiful. You see, Rav Nachman wasn't happy when they told me to have to fast another day.
But one day is way different than 2 days. Two days is suicide.
I know who it was. I wasn't thinking of you.
But the question is, if this messenger doesn't say anything, people, maybe they're not sinning, right?
So you're coming back to Tosas. That's what he said, we have to learn Tosas.
What's it say about his enemies?
He says, the fact that you made it out here so fast to give me the news, that's a fulfillment of the verse that our enemies are quick to catch up to us. He says, had you come here a day later, I would have been finished eating and I would have been okay. I wouldn't have done anything wrong. Why'd you have to get out here? Well, he's saying God caused us to suffer out here in exile. Shalach le'ravuna baravin le'rava. Rav Huna bar Avin sent word to Rava, Kad chazit demashcha tkufat tevet at shitzal benisan. When you see the winter season, tkufat tevet, extend till the 16th of Nisan, so you know that the winter season extended beyond its course, because Nisan should be spring already. Abra la ishaita shata velot techushla. You can make that into a leap year, you don't have to worry about it. Tichtiv shamot chod shaviv, shamor aviv shetkufa sheyeb chod shnisan. This pasuk is the source for the concept of a leap year. The Torah says, watch over the month of Aviv. Tells us Hashem wants that the spring season should be in the month of Nisan. So if the seasons fall out incorrectly, you know you have to make a leap year. Now, yeah. I didn't understand what you asked.
I see here, it seems that they're talking about seasons, about the weather. And we also have a concept when it comes to adding a year to adding a month, it's also because they're upset of the calendar, right?
What does it mean, upset calendar? The seasons, that's what it means.
No, because the calendar is not exact.
Right. But here they're talking to us about the seasons. They're not talking about because after how many years, we have leap years on the third month.
You're talking about because of that, right? So that's a discussion in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. How many reasons do you need in order to make a leap year? And basically what he was telling him was go with that opinion of Achirim, go with that opinion that says this is reason enough to make it into a leap year. You're right.
The season.
Ibra. Ibra la'ishaita. The first word on the line is Ibra. Make it into a shna me'uberet, into a leap year. Amalu Rav Nachman lehanu nechute yama. Rav Nachman said to those sailors, those people who went out to sea, nechute yama, went down to the sea. Atun delo yaditu bikvia deyalcha. You who don't know how to set a calendar, you don't know how the moon works really. Ki chazitu siara demashlim leyoma. When you see that the moon finishes giving its light with the crack of dawn, so you see that the moon stops giving its light just before sunrise. Ki chazitu siara demashlim leyoma. When you see the moon being a completion of the cycle of the day, so it's a full moon. That means it's the 15th, right? Ve'iru chamira. I want you to get rid of your chametz. Eimat mashlim bechameisa. The Gemara says, wait a second. When do you have a full moon? On the 15th. That's already Pesach. That's too late. Vanan barbeisom evarinan. We say you have to get rid of your chametz the day before on the 14th. What's he telling them when you see the full moon finish the cycle and then sunrise? That's too late already. That's Pesach. Answers the Gemara, ledidu de maglulu alma barbeisom mashlim. When you're out at sea, so you see the moon differently. You have no buildings in your way. They see the moon completing the cycle with the sun much earlier. They'll see it on the 14th already, and that's why that was the sign he gave
them. מה זה שותים קיטון של מים? קיטון, מה זה? איזה כמות של מים? מה
לא,
זה?
הכוונה היא שהם לוקחים את זה במיכל עני. הדגש של קיטון של מים זה שהמיכל...
זה לא כמות מים מדודה?
לא, קיטון זה המיכל.
זכר לבית המקדש.
כן, זה מוכן, זה באיזשהו מיכל עני, שחרס. זה הדגש של קיטון.
תודה. אכילה.
שמחה? Okay.
Yes. Long stretch. A new Mishnah.
Mishnah. Until now we were discussing sending out the witnesses to notify the people out in exile. Now we're switching our discussion to the witnesses who saw the new moon just after sunset. When should they make the effort to come and testify? So the Mishnah says, "Al shnei chodashim mechallin ta Shabbat." You have 2 months that the witnesses should come and tell you they saw the new moon, even if it's going to be at the expense of Chilul Shabbos. Al Nisan v'al Tishrei, for the month of Nisan and Tishrei, shevein shluchim yotzin leSuria, because those are the months that the courts would send out messengers all the way out to Syria to let them know how to calculate when the holidays are. Uven mitaknin tamadot, and that's the holidays are contingent on those 2 months. Uchsheya bet amidash kayam chalin afal kulan mitaknat korban. In the days of the temple, so then the witnesses would have to desecrate the Shabbos for every new moon, because you have to know when to bring the korban of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so biblically you could desecrate the Shabbos for every month. The rabbi said, No. There are only 2 where it's necessary now that we don't have a temple. Okay?
I understand things are the right. Hashem says Shabbat because it's like a whole thing. It's a big thing. When it comes to the month, rabbis, they also have the power to organize calendar. So
in
Pasuk, that proves that we can break Shabbat.
Because
it
says B'moado. Whenever it says B'moado, it means in its set time, even at the expense of Shabbos.
Shabbat is not in the set time? So
No. The word B'moado, we derive, indicates to us, even at the expense of Shabbos. We have other mitzvahs. Whenever it says in the Torah, B'moado, the Torah is telling you, I want it in its set time, and its set time overrides Shabbos. Anytime it says B'moado, it says about other mitzvahs too. So it teaches us b'moado, this has to have its set time, even at the expense of Shabbos. That's over here too.
Didn't we discuss previously about the witnesses dropping everything and running to Beit Mikdash, even if it was like, even if you were all the way out in Tzfat or something, you had to, and there was probably 11 of
them. No, we'll see it. I don't think we saw it yet.
I remember that. I don't know where I went.
I don't think so, no. We'll learn it now.
Okay.